We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What in the hell is going on in Columbia, South Carolina? Oh my goodness gracious. Can we just start a timeline here? Last Wednesday was November 13th. And Robert Caslin, to my friend Manny Robinson of the Greenville News, the new president of South Carolina, military background, said the following. Coach Muschamp is my coach. That's the message. He will be my coach through the end of the season. And then just like any other coach that's out there, whether it's a soccer coach, equestrian coach, whatever, they're going to do an end of the year assessment that the athletic director, Ray Tanner, does. Then we'll see what's up. You can honestly see why people would think that Muschamp is gone or at the very least in danger of losing his job if the president is coming out and making statements like that. Then Ray Tanner, in full damage control mode, came out Friday with the following statement. Today, this is 11:15. Today, I want to make it clear that Will Muschamp is our football coach and will be our coach going forward. Caslin and I are fully supportive of his leadership and his development of student-athletes on and off the field. Coach Muschamp and our staff are dedicated to the success of Gamecock football. They've built a program where our team plays for each other and for our university, and they deserve our support. While we wish the outcome of some of our games would have been different, we're excited about the future of the program. So it's like, okay, well, that's different from what Caslin said, but it's nice to know that you are attempting to provide a unified front. Then we thought that was over, right? Then Monday, yesterday, 11:18, the Florence Morning News here in South Carolina reported that the president of South Carolina, Robert Caslin, told the newspaper he hadn't asked Florida State how it came up with the money to buy out second-year head coach Willie Taggart earlier this month, but that another prominent USC administrator had spoken with FSU. Quote, no, I haven't spoken to FSU, but our athletic director has. What are you doing? Quote, and they've got a whole lot more money in their athletic endowment than we do. I know that for a fact. What does that imply? That implies, hey, guys, we can't make a change. We looked into it, but the money to do it is just not there. We looked into it. Then he says, look, if we're totally imploding and no one shows up, I'd say we'll have a discussion. But there's no desire intended to make a change. Then later yesterday, okay, so Robert Caslin is just, he is taking that pot and he is just stirring it, chef in the Little Mermaid style.
By the way, real quick, I think he's throwing that out there saying we don't have enough money, so the boosters will know that they need to put some more money in there if they want him gone. It's just a subliminal.
Very likely. Then later on Monday, South Carolina released an official statement from Caslin to the media that read, let me set the record straight. Athletics Director Ray Tanner did not speak with anyone at Florida State University about coaching contracts. What? What did you just say earlier in the day? No, I haven't spoken to Florida State, but our athletic director has. And they've got a whole lot more money in their athletic endowment than we do. Why would he share that with you? He would share that with you so you're not assuming there's going to be a change. That's why he would share that with you. Because he knows you want to make a change. He's showing you that he's looked into making a change, and he doesn't know what to do. Folks, this is a bleep show. And and to me, this is a new low for South Carolina. And I personally can't stand Will Muschamp. Personally can't stand the guy. Think he's a bad coach. And the first question that I would ask before he was hired by South Carolina, and if he's attempting to be hired by anyone after South Carolina, the first question I would ask is, if you can't win at Florida, can you really win anywhere? I mean, look at the coaches that have done well at Florida and look at what's become of them. Urban Meyer, Steve Spurrier. Look at the coaches who have failed at Florida and what's become of them. Ron Zook, Will Muschamp, Jim McElwain. What's become of those guys? If you can't win at Florida, do you want them? But Robert Caslin, I feel bad for Will Muschamp. I feel so bad for him because he's just literally getting dangled in the wind publicly in a way I've never seen happen to any single coach. I've never seen this happen like this. The back and forth. What this tells me is that there are serious disagreements going on between the athletic director and the president, that the athletic director himself may not be on solid ground, and that the president, the new president, has no idea the proper protocol in terms of speaking publicly at his new job. He doesn't know how to do his job. Rule number one, as the president of a university, you must know how to spin. You enter the spin zone. You must know how to spin things positively. Rule number two, you must know how to avoid commenting until things blow over. Rule number three, you must present a unified front. Rule number four, you must provide an appearance of a clear direction, that the plan that you have is known and understood. Now, if you and your brass and the board of trustees and the athletic department, if you're unsure of the plan, make no public comment until the plan is decided upon. Okay? Period. Make no public comments until you guys know your direction. South Carolina has done none of this. It's absolutely amazing to me. I've never seen anything like this in my life. And you know what? Robert Caslin and the stuff he's saying to the media, and on the college football kickoff show on Saturday, Lonzo, we went through the statements and we did a lie detector test on the statements, and there were only two statements at that point. Now we have four, right? But we went through the two statements and we said, which one of these? We put them up to a lie detector test, and myself, Nine, and Fatboy all believe Robert Caslin's statement that we'll evaluate him at the end of the year, then we'll see what's up, was the truth, and that Ray Tanner's statement that he's our coach was a lie. We all believe that, all right? There's no doubt about it, folks. With what Robert Caslin is doing openly in the media, he reminds me of a famous actor in a famous movie. The movie's called Liar Liar.
I can't lie!
Yeah. I mean, Robert Caslin, when he's speaking to the media, he doesn't know how to spin. He doesn't know how to answer the questions without saying things he's not supposed to say. If you remember back to that movie, Liar Liar, with Jim Carrey, you'll remember, like, when he gets to this point where he just confesses all of his sins. Doesn't it feel like this is where Robert Caslin is today?
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding!
Will Muschamp is my coach. He's my coach right now. Then he's going to be evaluated. And then we might keep him or we might not. And then Ray Tanner's going to evaluate him. And then we will see what's up, or we might keep him or we might not. Oh, no, I haven't spoken to Florida State, but my athletic director has. He has.
I can't lie.
And I'll tell you what, not only can I not lie, but Florida State has a lot more money than we do, so we're not going to be able to afford to buy him out. Oh, I never said that. Yes, I did. I've never heard anything like this in my life, ladies and gentlemen. Never heard anything like this in my existence. What is going on in Columbia, South Carolina? Jiminy Christmas. 1-844-477-3776 is the number. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Of all of the dark days that this program has had this year, to me, this is the darkest. There's no doubt about it. This is the darkest of days. Because, like, you can have a loss, but when you have an administration that so clearly looks like it doesn't know what the bleep is going on, and is making public comments that is, you know, hanging Will Muschamp just out to be pelted by the media right now. I don't know how Will Muschamp hasn't resigned yet. I mean, would you stand out there tied at the stake and just let your university take pot shots at you like this? Back and forth, back and forth. Oh, yeah, we looked into Florida State's buyout. Yes, we have. Whoops, did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. I'm very... They have a lot more money than we do. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that either. No, Will Muschamp's our guy. Or he might be our guy. We'll evaluate him at the end of the year. Folks, I have no... I don't even know what's going on. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I've seen a lot in my... I've seen so much in my 14 years of doing radio. But this, ladies and gentlemen, takes the cake.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.